Assalamualaikum viewers, and welcome to today's program on Kids Time. The topic of today is very, very important, and one that unfortunately most of us do not take seriously. Today's topic is lying. Lying is one of the greater sins, and remember, a greater sin is one for which the punishment is hellfire. Obviously, it is not a good idea to make a habit of lying. There is a tradition from Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam that says, all the evils have been locked in a room and its key is lying. From this tradition, we can see that lying is a terrible sin because it leads to other sins. In our first section, we're going to tell you about the various features and points about lying, including things like, why is it so bad? What consequences does it have? And what does it do to people? I hope you enjoy it. A number of Quranic verses and traditions condemn the sin of lying. The late Haji Nuri has collected these verses and traditions and classified them into 40 points for easy reference. In this segment of the program, I'm going to tell you a few of those 40 points. They will tell us a lot about the sin of lying. First of all, lying is transgression, and a liar is not a believer. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, beware of falsehood, because falsehood blackens the face. So a liar has a blackened face. The sin of lying is worse than drinking wine. The angels abhor the liars, and they actually curse the liars as well. And when a masoom creature like an angel curses the liar, imagine what a terrible punishment the liar has received. Falsehood spoils faith and deprives the liar from the taste of faith. According to other reports, 70,000 angels curse the liars. There are several terrible punishments that a liar is inflicted with. Today, I'm going to tell you a few of them. They are quite scary. For instance, a liar is deprived of namaz-e-shab. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said, doubtlessly, when a man speaks a lie, he is not able to get the opportunity of performing namaz-e-shab. And when he doesn't get this opportunity to perform namaz-e-shab, he does not get an increase in his sustenance. Another punishment of lying is, politeness and civility are removed from the one who lies. Another one. A liar is inflicted with several kinds of punishments. The Prophet, while describing the spectacle of Miraj or Ascension, said, I saw a man who lay flat on his back, while an angel mounted his head. The angel, who was standing upon the head, had a pointed iron rod. He repeatedly injured the sleeping person. The face of the victim was shattered up to the neck. But when the rod was lifted, the head returned to its original form. Again, the rod was hit on the face, and the man suffered the same retribution. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says that he inquired, "Why is this man punished?" He was told, "This is a man who left his home in the morning and uttered a lie that caused harm to the people. So he shall be punished in this manner after death till the day of Qiyamah." What a terrible punishment. But there's one that's even worse. The inhuman form of the liar in Barzakh. The inhuman form of the liar in Barzakh is another punishment, which is terrible. The liar only has his human form in this world. In Barzakh, he does not retain the human form. While describing the scenes of Miraj, the Prophet told Janabi Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, "On the night of Miraj, I saw a woman whose head resembled a pig and her body was like that of a donkey. It was because she spread discord and told lies." Those are some of the terrible punishments that a liar will suffer. There's also different types of falsehood, like falsehood against Allah, the Prophet, and the Imams. What is falsehood against Allah? Let's see. Interpreting the Quranic verses and traditions to suit oneself is haram. And attributing things to Allah or the Prophets, saying that they said it, that's haram as well. Another type of lie against Allah is to say, "Allah is a witness that I am speaking the truth," when you're actually saying a lie. Traditions from prophets and imams, if quoted incorrectly, are a lie to them as well. The traditions should be quoted with their chain of narrators to ensure complete authenticity. Not a single word should be deleted or added, and not a single word should be replaced, because in all amounts, it would be attributing falsehood to the masumin. Well, that's all that we're going to talk about this part of lying for now. In the next segment of our program, you're going to see a beautiful story which will illustrate the harms of lying. I hope you enjoy it. The day began like any other. There was a clear blue sky and a lovely shining sun. An old goat was gently walking through the tall green grass. Behind her came four little goats, all in a line, trotting merrily under the smiling sun. First came the eldest. Her name was Cherry, because that was her favorite food. The second in the row was her younger brother, Zap. He was named Zap because he was the fastest goat anywhere, and he could run like lightning. Next next came the youngest girl, Twinkle. Her name was Twinkle because she loved the golden stars. And finally, the youngest goat, whose name was Sparky. Sparky was a fun-loving goat, and a very smart one as well. However, there was one big problem. Had a serious spiritual illness. And that illness was lying. And not for any reason. He just used to lie out of habit. And he lied all the time. For example, when he would wake up, his mother would ask him,
"Do you want to have some of the fresh honey grass I just made?"
Now, on the inside, he would be craving that delicious meal. However, he would put on a sober face and say,
"No, thank you."
Another time was when his sister asked him,
"Is it 8 o'clock?
Because she had to make sure everyone would be ready for school. He told her,
"Yes, it is 8 o'clock,
even though it was only 7. Or in other words, he lied. She was very worried,
"Oh no!"
and rushed to get everyone ready for school.
"Hurry, hurry!"
"Principal Buttermilk won't be happy if we are late."
And rushed everyone onto the bus. However, when they would actually arrive, they would realize that they were 1 hour early. And all because Sparky told his little lie. Another time was when their mother was distributing honeycombs, their favorite treat. Sparky would lie and say,
"I didn't get any."
And in that way, he would get a share from everybody else's. How wrong! Sparky had great fun watching all of this happen. And people who had to go through so many problems because of his little lies. But that was about to change very soon. One day, the 4 goats were having breakfast. 3 of them were having hot crossed buns. But Sparky had lied that he didn't want any. During breakfast, their mother came in.
"Children, I have to show you something."
She sent Zap to go and check the mail. The robin mailman had arrived and said,
"You have mail! You have mail!" everyone was excited, and they opened up the letter. She realized it was from Sophia, her niece, who was studying from Fluffy Islands. Apparently, Sophia was coming to visit for one full week. The children were very excited. Immediately, they began to prepare for her arrival. Cleaning the floor, dusting, sweeping, polishing, there was so much to do. Finally, the special day arrived. After the long flight from Fluffy Islands, Sophia finally reached her aunt's house.
Welcome! Please come in.
And she skipped happily into the house. They all found out that Sophia was a very fun sheep. She loved to play games and loved to tell jokes. She was also very kind and made sure that everyone was very, very happy all the time. Her favorite game was tag, which she loved to play. After a couple of days, she noticed Sparky's problem of lying for no reason whatsoever. She decided to do something about it. The next day, she managed to find him alone in the kitchen. Would you like a honeycomb?
That's all right. I don't want it.
Go on. I know your problem, and I pity you.
What?
This shocked Sparky. He inquired. He didn't think there was anything wrong with him. But Sophia decided it was time to tell him.
Lying! Lying for no reason whatsoever!
She said, this annoyed him. He said, this revelation annoyed him.
What do you mean? I fool everyone and get the most benefit. When honeycombs are distributed, I get twice as many as everybody else. Everyone looks so funny after I send them on some wild goose chase. I always have the last laugh. So how can you pity me? There's nothing wrong with one or two white lies.
Sophia shook her head in disappointment and said, first, I thought you were just unfortunate. Now I know that you are unfortunate and silly.
Shocked by such words,
Sparky replied, "What? How dare she say such a thing about me?" But Sophia put up a challenge. "Fine. From now on, I will write down everything that you gained or lost by lying. Let's see in the next 1 or 2 days how many things you lose and how many things you gain." Sparky accepted the challenge, and it was going to begin the next day. It was morning time. Time for breakfast. Sparky's mother came in.
Mrs. Peck sent us some creamy grain soup. Do you want some? She asked him.
As usual, Sparky lied and said, "No, thank you," even though he really wanted it on the inside. Shrugging her shoulders, his mother went to check the fridge. There was only one other thing.
"Fine, you can have last night's thorn bread."
Sparky didn't like that at all. Sophia was watching the entire event while Sparky fumed over his terrible thorn bread. She wrote it down in her notebook. One thing that Sparky lost by lying was that Sparky had to eat old thorn bread instead of creamy grain soup. The first thing on the list that Sparky lost by lying. All of the goats were very well behaved, so their mother decided to bake them a delicious cake. However, when she went to check the ingredients, she realized some were missing.
"Oh dear! We are all out of dandelions!"
She quickly went to find one of her children.
"Sparky, listen to me!"
she cried out to him.
"I will give you 10 acorns. Go and buy me some dandelions, and whatever's left, you can use it to buy yourself some toy. Now make sure you go quickly. I need those dandelions for the cake."
Sparky was very happy. Now he could buy himself a toy. However, just as he was about to leave, his mother came.
"Actually, Twinkle, you go instead. I can't trust Sparky. He might lie and spend all the acorns on toys. Sparky, give Twinkle the basket."
And Twinkle frolicked off merrily, thinking of her toys, while Sparky was very upset. He was beginning to realize what Sophia had meant when she said that he was losing so many things by lying. He didn't know what to do. The next day, the two of them were to meet at sunset. They met in the back garden to talk about the events of the day and to look at Sophia's notebook to see what Sparky had lost or gained. Music. Number 1. Sparky had to eat thorn bread instead of creamy grain soup. Number 2. Sparky couldn't buy himself a toy from the shop because his mother didn't trust him. There were many things in the lost section, but there wasn't anything that Sparky had gained by lying. Sparky, listen to me. Each of us have our own spiritual journeys. I knew you had a problem, and I wanted to help, Sophia told him. Your small sins collect together very quickly to form a much bigger sin, and that sin is lying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets very angry with people who lie and takes away their opportunities and blessings, both in this world and the hereafter. You don't want that, do you? I have done all I can to help you. The question is, do you want to help yourself? She asked him. Saying that, Sophia left to leave Sparky a little time to think about what she had just said. Sparky thought a lot about all the things he had lost by lying. First, that delicious pie. Second, that toy that he could have bought with those acorns. Third, the creamy grain soup. But worst of all, he had lost his family's trust by lying. That night, Sparky thought about it. He decided that he was losing so much because of this horrible habit of lying. He decided that from that day onwards, he was going to stop. He would repent for his sins and ask for forgiveness. From that day onwards, Sparky never told another lie again. The end.
Wow, what a beautiful and inspirational story about the harms of lying. Truly, lying has so many more losses than gains. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps us far away from the sin of lying. That brings our program to an end. Till next time, take care of yourself and those around you. Khuda hafiz!